Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Desha Tadine Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Bhakta Vrinda Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Raghupati Radhav Rajaram Patita Pavan Sitaram Raghupati Radhav Rajaram Patita Pavan Sitaram Ram Lakshman Janaki Jai Bolo Hanuman Ki Ram Lakshman Janaki Jai Bolo Hanuman Ki Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Ram श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् सद्वैतं सवधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासवि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम कूजन्तं राम रामेति मधुरं मधुराक्षरम् आरुह्य कविता शाखां वन्दे वाल्मीकिकोकिलम् यः पिबन् सततम् राम चरितामृतसागरम् अतृप्तस्तम् मुनिम् वन्दे प्राचेतसमकल्मषम् गोष्पतीकृतवारीशम् मसकीकृतराक्षसम् रामायणमहामाला रत्नम् वन्दे नीलात्मजम् अञ्जनानन्दनम् वीरम् जानकीशोकनाशनम् कपीशम् अक्षहन्तारम् वन्दे लङ्काभयङ्करम् मनोजवम् मारुततुल्यवेगम् जितेन्द्रियम् बुद्धिमताम् वरिष्ठम् वातात्मजम् वानरयूथमुख्यम् श्रीरामदूतम् शिरसा नमामि उल्लङ्घ्य सिन्धोः सलिलम् सलीलम् यः शोकवह्निम् जनकात्मजायाः आदाय तेनैव ददाह लङ्काम् नमामि तम् प्राञ्जलिराञ्जनेयम् आञ्जनेयमतिपाटलाननम् काञ्चनाद्रिकमनीयविग्रहम् पारिजाततरुमूलवासिनम् भावयामि पवमाननन्दनम् यत्र यत्र रघुनाथकीर्तनम् तत्र तत्र कृतमस्तकाञ्जलिम् बाष्पवारिपरिपूर्णलोचनम् मारुतिम् नमत राक्षसान्तकम् आपदानपहर्तारम् दातारम् सर्वसम्पदाम् लोकाभिरामम् श्रीरामम् भूयो भूयो नमाम्यहम् रामाय रामभद्राय रामचन्द्राय वेधसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः वैदेही सहितं सुरद्रुमतले हैमे महामण्डपे मध्ये पुष्पकमासने मणिमये वीरासने संस्थितम् अग्रे वाचयति प्रभञ्जनसुते तत्त्वं मुनिभ्यः परम् व्याख्यान्तम् भरताधिभिः परिवृतम् रामम् भजे श्यामलम्। जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की। हरे कृष्ण। आई वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू दिस इवनिंग for this festival of Shri Ram Navami. I was wondering what should I speak about Lord Ram's pastime this evening. Ultimately, I decided I'm going to give all of you a full parikrama of Ramayana. It's like you have Tulsi parikrama, you have Govardhan parikrama, quite a big parikrama, 21 kilometers. So I thought I will give you a nice parikrama of whole Ramayana within crisp 10 minutes. Still I'll speak. For 10 minutes I'll give you full parikrama. There is a beautiful composition by one Sri Vaishnava devotee called Lakshmanacharya. He composed the complete highlights of Ramayana within 108 lines. Just like after a full one day international, you know, in the evening news they show the highlights. Who took the maximum wickets, the best wickets, the best catches, the best hits. Similarly, our acharyas very mercifully have summarized beautiful, elaborate, deep pastimes of the Lord for deep remembrance in beautiful compositions in the form of songs, nice recitations. Because ultimately, the purpose of doing all our rituals in devotional service is to remember the Lord always and never forget Him. Smartavya sadatam Vishnur vismartavyo na jatu chit sarve vidhi nishedhyasyuhu etayore vakinkara. Smartavya sadatam Vishnur. One should remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead 24. Sadatam kirtayantu maam kirtaniya sadaa hari. And vismartavyo na jatu chit. One should never forget the Lord in any situation of life, any time, any place, any circumstance. And therefore, sarve vidhi nishedhas. In the scripture there are two kinds of statements, vidhis and nishedhas. Vidhis means the do's and nishedha means the don'ts, prescriptions and prohibitions. The essence of all do's or prescriptions is how we can, please do this. Do it in this way. Do it in this time. Do it in this manner. So that you can always remember the Lord. Don't do these things. Don't do at these places. Don't do at this time. Don't do under these circumstances. So that you will never forget. So, sarve vidhi nishedhyasyuhu etayoreva kinkara. All these rules and regulations, all the prescriptions and prohibitions under scriptures, vidhi and nishedhas, is subordinate to these two principles, to remember the Lord always and to never forget the Lord. Life is a preparation and death is the examination. And in examination, you will be tested of what you did during your whole lifetime. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, antakale cha mameva kirtan muktva shravan muktva smaran muktva kalevaram yah prayati samadbhavam yati nastyat. Who knows, we may not be in a position to do kirtan. There may be nobody around to do shravan, but smarana can be done at any time. Therefore, Maharaj Kulashekhar also prays, prana prayana samaye kafabhata pittai kanthavarodham smaranam kutaste krishna tvadiya padapankaja panjara adyaivame vishatuman. Let my mind always remember. Manmana, Krishna says, manmana. First instruction is savai manah krishna padaravendayam. The mind should be absorbed. And for that, so why should we remember? Why is remembrance so important? Of course, for remembrance, shravanam and kirtanam. What you constantly hear and what you keep on start speaking about eventually remains in your memory. Why should we remember? Bhagavatam answers this question. It says, yad anudhya asina yukta karma granthi nibandhanam chindanti kovidastasya kona kuryat katharatim. Yad anudhya asina. Dhyana, remembrance of the Lord, is compared to a powerful, sharp sword. Asina. Asina means sword. A powerful, strong, sharp, shining sword. As soon as you are remembering, you are equipped with a powerful sword in the hand. Yad anudhya asina yukta. And what do you do with the sword? Karma granthi nibandhanam. Millions of lifetimes of so many knots that we have tied. Janasyamohoyam ahammamedi. All other designations other than the main designation. That is, I am eternally a servant of the Lord. So karma granthi nibandhanam. To cut that, remembrance is the only tool. Chindanti kovidaha. Kovidam is most intelligent person. Is able to, there is no question of removing the knots. Sometimes it happens. And a shikha also. Not applied oil for a long time. Aisa ganth ho jata hai. Ultimately, baad mein bhadega chalega. Chindanti, when you mean Brahmagant, too much complication, knotted, and you're not able to do it. Take the two ends and then Chindanti Kovidastasya. But how remembrance is very difficult for us today. Why is remembrance difficult? Because there is no love. When there is love, forgetting is difficult. But when there is no love, remembrance is difficult. Tell a young man who's fallen in love with a young woman, you should regularly remember her. Arey Maharaj, bhulna bada mushkil ho raha hai. Jahan bhi dekhta hoon, wahi nazar aati hai. Ped ke upar bhi heart bana ke teer wala tha. Bus mein baitha to seat ke piche bhi wahi hoga. So, very easy to remember when there is love. How to develop that love? Shushusho shaddhanasya vasudeva katharuchi syat mahat sevaya. By serving those who have love. And that is why on these auspicious days, the day is auspicious, the place is very auspicious, the association is very auspicious, the topic is very auspicious, and therefore hearers are very auspicious. He's telling speaker is auspicious. In the presence of all such kind of audience, even a foolish mukam karoti vachalam, they can extract. Actually, it's a fact. They can extract. Everything becomes very auspicious and deep. It leaves a deep impression in the heart. And those deep impressions come to the front when everything goes blank. These are the impressions that come to the fore. So I was thinking, what is the carry back message for today? He said, you should carry back this. This is called Nam Ramayan, where in 108 lines ending with Ram. This was, my whole family used to be singing this, and I had memorized it by default. But afterwards I had forgotten. But again when I heard this recently, a few years back, and I said, hey, toh malum tha mujhe. And I was inspired. And then when I actually went through it, it's actually like a PPT. Showing a PPT of whole Ramayana. If you memorize this, just 108 lines, very easy to memorize. If you can memorize this, and you don't have to memorize, make an effort. How many of us made an effort to memorize all the Bollywood songs? Did we ever make an effort, write down all the wordings and sit in the train and pariksha as if we are? No. Keep on hearing. Just by constant hearing, it just becomes spontaneous. So a few months back, I made it a point, every day I'm going to listen. As I'm taking bath and getting ready, it just takes, M.S. Subbalakshmi has sung it in 11 and a half minutes. Because she repeats some of the verses. Otherwise it is 9 minutes. That's all. Can you imagine? In 9 minutes, you do full parikrama of Ramayana. Whole Ramayana. From the Lord's appearance to the Uttarakhanda. Everything. In just 108 lines. It takes just 8 or 9 minutes. In Kolhapur we decided and everyone has memorized. In Gopal's garden, 3 years back, when I was fired up, I just told to the children, I said, whoever memorizes, I'll get you a special prize. And two students, they're actually brothers and sister, within a week they memorized. It took me more than 3.5 months, and still, you know, like I'm kind of... But they memorized in 1 week. And I was amazed. Next day assembly, they actually sang it. Today, as I was about wanting to speak, I called them. Called them, I said, hey, you have to come and... Bhool gaye hum log teen. Us din bas ho gaya. Assembly mein bola, ho gaya. I said, come on, no problem. Just sing out, let's see. So I called Rishika and Harshit Gontula. You have the microphone? Yeah. Can you pass 2 mics? So, this is, I'll just give you a brief kind of a parikrama for this before you read this. If you are aware, most of you may be aware, Ramayana has 24,000 verses. 1 minute, I can sit down. I'll just speak about it. Ramayana has 24,000 verses. Bhagavatam has 18,000. Ramayana has 24,000. And there are 7 kanda. Balakanda, Ayodhya kanda, Aranya kanda, Kishkindha kanda, Sundara kanda, Yuddha kanda, and Uttarakanda. Balakanda starts with how Ramayana came to be written, description of kingdom of Ayodhya, Dasharath Maharaj's lamentation that they have no children, his performing Ashwamedha, at the end doing the Putrakameshti Yajna, and by the time demigods have gone and expressed their grievance to the Lord, and Lord also decides that anyway he is wanting a child and multitasking, I'll come together and fulfill both their desires. And these 4 sons are born to the 3 principal queens of Dasharath Maharaj. Then they grow up, Vishwamitra comes and takes them, and then after Vishwamitra takes them, then they kill Tataka. Then Maricha and Subahu are taken care of. Then they go to Vishwamitra's Yajna. And there protects that Yajna. After that Yajna, Vishwamitra takes both of them to Mithila. On the way, Ahalya is delivered. Then they have to cross the Ganga, and a person helps them cross the Ganga, a Kevat. After that they reach Mithila. After reaching Mithila, the Dhanush Bhanga happens, Dhanur Bhanga, and then Sita and Ram get married, Dasharath comes and they all get married. On the way back, Parshuram comes to find out who is the one who has done it. And then his pride is also removed and he goes away. And then Lord comes to Ayodhya and resides there peacefully. This is Ayodhya Kanda. From birth of Lord Ramachandra to marriage and settling back in Ayodhya. Then starts Ayodhya. This is called Balakanda. And Ayodhya Kanda starts with big kanda in Ayodhya. When Dasharath Maharaj decides that I will coronate Ram as Prince Regent, and he calls him, announces, then you know, Manthara does her homework. Kaikeyi becomes a victim to that. Tells Ram to be sent to the forest. They leave, go meet Guha. After crossing, they meet Bhardwaj Rishi. He guides them to go to Chitrakoot. At Chitrakoot, they reside. By the time Bharat comes here, chastises Kaikeyi, decides to go and get Ram back along with the whole kingdom. He meets there, informs Lord Ram, then Lord Ram does the Antim Kriya for Dasharath after hearing, and then he there is a discussion, and then Bharat begs, but he takes the Paduka and comes back, and that is the end of Ayodhya Kand. He meets Anusuya and Atri, and then enters into deeper forest of Dandakaranya. So this is Ayodhya Kand. Then Aranya Kand starts with the entering into the Dandakaranya forest, killing Viradha, meeting Sharabhanga and Sutikshna sages, then meeting Agastya, then interacting with Jatayu, who tells them to stay. This is the best places. Stay in Panchavati. There Shurpanaka comes. Then Maricha comes. And Ram goes behind. Ravana comes and kidnaps Sita. They come back and they start searching Mother Sita. On the way, they meet Kabanda. Then they go and meet Shabari, and Shabari gives them direction. You go to Kishkinda, meet Sugriva, he is going to tell you information. That is the end of Aranya Kand. Then they enter Kishkinda. In Kishkinda, friendship with Sugriva, first meeting Hanuman, and then 4 months of Chaturmas. Afterwards, Sugriva sends all the monkeys to come, and as soon as everyone, all the millions and crores of monkeys come, then they are sent to find out in 4 directions. After 1 month, everyone comes back except Hanuman's group, which has gone to the south. They have not found, so they decide to fast unto death rather than going without any result to Hanuman, to Ram. And that is the time Sampati sees them and tells them they are there. So they go to the end of the seashore, end of the land. That is the end of Kishkinda Kand. Then Sundara Kand, jumping off, that divided into 3 parts. Jumping to Lanka, after jumping, searching for Mother Sita, after finding out, pacifying Mother Sita, after pacifying, teaching Ravana a small sample of what is going to come. This is just a sample. Half Lanka is burnt, other half, whole army will come do full justice. Jumps back, goes along with his group, and informs Lord Ram, I have found Mother Sita. Sundar, bada Sundar. Sundar Kand. And then, Ravana Nidhana Pras, and then, you know, marching starts. They start march, come to the ocean, along with crores of monkeys. They are about to build the Setu. Vibhishan comes and takes shelter. This is Yuddha Kand. And then they Setu Bandhan, then they cross, fight with the whole Ravana, destroying the whole army, then take the Pushpak Viman and come to Bhardwaj Ashram. From there meet Bharat, and after Bharat, they go back to Ayodhya. That is the end of Yuddha Kand. And then in Ayodhya, after Lord is Pattabhishekha, all his Rajabhishekha is over, then all the sages come, and then they start discussing. Hey, Hanuman ko itna shakti kahan se aaya? अच्छा ये रावण इतना शक्तिशाली कैसे हो गया? पूल रावण हिस्ट्री, हनुमान जी हिस्ट्री, एंड देन अयोध्या पीपल टॉकिंग इन दिस वे दैट सीता इज स्टिल लाइक दैट एंड देन लिविंग हर इन दी वाल्मीकि आश्रम परफॉर्मिंग द अश्वमेध यज्ञ एंड देयर इज शंभू का अशूद्र परफॉर्मिंग तपस्या ही इज डिलीवर्ड देन लवणासुर इज गिविंग ट्रबल सो Shatrughna is sent, and then after that whole thing with Ayodhya Vasis, Lord Ram goes back home, back to God. Bolo Shri Ramchandra Bhagavan ki Mahaprasade Govinde. Ho gaya, Ramayan ho gaya. So this is, I took you a virtual tour, and now we'll took you to a Shravanam tour. So as they will sing now, you please, most of you will understand just by hearing this. So you can sing very slowly so that they can. Right? Yes, you are ready, Prabhu? Yeah.
Shuddha Brahma Parat Pararam कालात्मक परमेश्वर राम शेष तल्प सुख
निवृत
राम ब्रह्माद्यमरा प्रार्थित राम चंड किरण कुल मंडन राम श्रीमद दशरथ नंदन राम कौशल्या सुखवर्धन राम विश्वामित्र प्रिय धन राम गोर ताटका घाटक राम मारीचादिनि पाटक राम कौशिक मक संरक्षक राम श्रीमदहल्योद्धारक राम गौतम मुनि संपूजित राम सुर मुनि वरगण संसुत राम नाविक धावित मृदु पद राम मिथिलापुर जन मोहक राम विधेह मानस रंजक राम त्र्यंबक कार्मुक भंजक राम सीतार्पित वर मालिक राम कृत वैवाहित कौतुक राम भागव दर्प विनाशन राम श्रीमद अयोध्या पालक राम 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 जय राजा राम 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 जय सीता राम 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 जय राजा राम 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 जय सीता राम अगणित गुण गण भूषित राम अवनीत नया कामित राम राका चंद्र समानन राम पितृवाक्याश्रित कानन राम प्रिय गुह विनिवेदित पद राम तत्फुल्लित निज मृदु पद राम भरद्वाज मुखानंदक राम चित्रकूटाद्रि निकेतन राम दशरथ संतत चिंतित राम कैकेयी तनयार्थित राम विरचित निज पितृकर्णक राम भरतापित निज पादुक राम 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 जय राजा राम 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 जय सीता राम 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 जय राजा राम 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 जय सीता राम दंडकावन जन पावन राम विश्व विराध विनाशक राम शरभंग सुदीक्षार्जित राम अगस्त्यानुग्रह वर्धित राम सिद्धादिप संसेवित राम पंचवटी तत सुस्थित राम शूर्पण कार्ति विधायक राम हरदूषण मुख सोदक राम सीता प्रिय हरिनानुग राम नारी चात्रि क्रीडाशुग राम विनष्ट सीतान्वेषक राम वृद्धादिप गतिदायक राम शबरी दत्त कलाशन राम कबंद बाहु छेदन राम 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 जय राजा राम 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 जय सीता राम 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 जय राजा राम 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 जय सीता हनुमत सेवित निज पद राम नत सुग्रीवाभीषद राम गर्वित वाली संहारक राम वानर दूत प्रेषक राम हितकर लक्ष्मण संयुत राम 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 जय राजा राम 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 जय सीता राम 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 जय राजा राम 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 संतत संस्मृत राम सद्गति विघ्नाध्वं शकराम सीता प्राणाधारक राम दुष्ट दशानन दूषित राम शिष्ट हनुमद्भूषित राम सीता वेदित काकावन राम कृत चूड़ामणि दर्शन राम कपिवर वचन आश्वासित राम 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 जय राजा राम 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 जय सीता राम जय सीता रावण निधन प्रस्थित राम वानर सैन्य समाहत राम रक्षित सरिदि शार्थित राम विभीषण भयदायक राम पर्वत सेतु निबंधक राम कुंभकर्ण शिर छेदक राम राक्षस संघ विमर्धक राम अहिमहि रावण चारण राम संमृत दश मुख रावण राम विधि भव मुख संस्थित राम हस्तित दशरथ वीक्षित राम सीता दर्शन मोदित राम अभिषिक्त विभीषण राम पुष्पकयानारोहण राम भरद्वाजादि निषेदन राम भरत प्राण प्रिय कर राम साकेत पुरी भूषण राम सकल श्री समानन राम रत्मल सत्पीठासित राम पट्ठाभिषेकालंकृत राम पार्थिव कुल सम्मानित राम विभीषणार्पित रंगक राम कीशकुलानुग्रहक राम सकल जीव संरक्षक राम समस्त लोकाधारक राम 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 जय राजा राम 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 जय सीता राम 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 जय राजा राम 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 जय सीता आगत मुनि गण संस्कृत राम विश्रुत दश कंठोद्भव राम सीतालिंगन निर्भृत राम नीति सुरक्षित जनक जराम मिथिल त्याजित जनक जराम पारित लवनासुर वध राम स्वर्गत शंभुक संस्कृत राम स्वतनय कुशल वनंदित राम अश्वमेध क्रतुदीक्षित राम काला वेदित सुरकद राम आयोध्यक जन मुक्तिद राम विधि मुख विपुल नंद तेजोमय निज रूपक राम संस्कृति बंध विमोचन राम धर्म स्थापन तत्पर राम भक्ति परायण मुक्तिद राम सर्वचराचर पालक राम सर्वभवामय वारक राम वैकुंठालय संस्थित राम नित्यानंद पद स्थित राम 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 जय राजा राम 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 जय सीता राम 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 जय राजा राम 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 जय सीता राम
थैंक यू. This is the benefit of samskara. They learnt it within 2 hours. Again, it's like learning cycle, you know. Initially, if you learn it, or swimming, next time just throw in water, automatically you start swimming. Early, first 13 years of life, the plasticity of the brain is wonderful. Therefore, people who teach only by recitation, later you understand what you spoke or what you are reciting. Even Vedas in Gurukula are taught, the whole thing is taught. Later they learn what it means. Because at that time memory is very, plasticity is there. Thank you so much. The reason why I thought I should speak about this is so that I can give some homework for all of you. That's why I called Gopal's Garden Children. So that I can give you also some homework. First homework, my sincere request. You can record this. Go to net, Naam Ramayan, or type Shuddha Brahma. And you'll get this. So many people have chanted. Whichever tune you like, whichever is easy, just record it. And as you are taking bath, getting ready, once a day if you can hear this. Don't try to memorize, just keep hearing. I assure you, next Ram Navami, even 85-year-old person, they may not hear anything, but they will be reciting. Second thing I was thinking, how many of you have read the whole Ramayana? Once, from one end to another end. Please raise your hand. Be frank. Ram is watching you. He's also there in your heart. My sincere request is, in Princess Street, there is a Gita Press bookshop. Very, just Mool Ramayan by Valmiki. Don't worry about reading. Purchase it and keep it in your home. Within 300 rupees, you get thick, huge, mota type also for old people, can't see. Chota type, mota type, everything is available. Only verses. If you know Hindi, my request is read that Hindi translation. So sweet Hindi. You need a dictionary also. We think we know Hindi. What a sweet Hindi. Especially Ramayana translation. And if you like some verses, and if you are comfortable with Sanskrit, go to the verses and underline those verses. And if possible, if you have the ability, time and capacity and the interest, relish those verses. Some highlights, which really, it's like extracting jewel from the original Ramayana. Something may be confusing. You know, in the translation, or some story may be a little confusing. For that, downstairs, 3 Ramayana is available. One is our Bhaktivikas Maharaj's Valmiki Ramayana. Then we have Purna Pragya Prabhu's rendition of Ramayana. Then Krishna Dharma Prabhu's very beautiful, you know, like story-like recitation of Ramayana. Today you take a vow in front of Lord Ram. By next Ram Navami, whoever can, I will memorize this 108 verses which is in glorification of you, my Lord. The gopis would do it. As they were churning butter and doing, they would simply remember. Actually, now that I have memorized the whole thing, now when I am hearing, every time I am thinking, as soon as every line is like a password which opens a file of remembrance in your heart. Of sweet pastimes. And now recently I have been reading our Shubha Vilas Prabhu's life lessons from Ramayana. Especially if you want to introduce some newcomer or a younger person to this, you want the original, at the same time you want practical life lessons. After reading that, now when I am in 10 minutes with everything, I see what could be the lesson for me in this. And it's such a purifying and absorbing relishable meditation early in the morning. Such an amazing meditation. And it is, it actually rejuvenates you. There is one more about Krishna also. Janmashtami we will speak. But it is, it's amazing. The whole Ramayana in just 108. And you can sing back home, back to Godhead. Sing your way back. Such an amazing thing. The reason why I am telling you to read the original Ramayana at least once in your lifetime, or at least read these written in the parampara by very, you know, fixed up devotees who are, as it is bringing it, maybe with purports in alignment with the Siddhanta. Yesterday, somebody sent me, forwarded me a small write-up, because Ramayana, you know, it just happens during that festival, everyone is just, sometimes people don't read at all, they just get in forwarded, that's all. Like a relay race. Oh, danda pakda bhi nahi, idhar ka danda, udho se liya aur madho ko diya bas. Kuch samjha bhi nahi, khola bhi nahi, dekha bhi nahi. So he sent me, this person sent me, and I read it. I will tell you, and I want your opinion. The story goes like this. Narada approaches Valmiki and tells Valmiki that just after Valmiki ji has completed the Ramayana, Narada ji comes and says, your Ramayana is good, but not so good. Huh? Not as good as Hanuman's. So Valmiki says, what? That monkey has also written a Ramayana. He's written. Achha. So Valmiki ji visits in the Kadali Vana forest. And there, Hanuman ji is sitting there, and on 7 plantain leaves, he has inscribed the 7 khandas of Ramayana. And so Valmiki ji goes and reads it. And while reading, Valmiki starts crying. So Hanuman ji asked, itna bura hai kya? He said, no, the composition is amazing, excellent. What grammar, what composition, what expression. Amazing. Then why are you crying? So Valmiki says, I'm crying because after reading this Ramayana, nobody will read mine. So Hanumanji says, oh, is it like that? Instantly he takes those 7 leaves and tears it and throws it. He said, now, nobody will ever know about my Ramayana. They will only read your Ramayana. You were writing so that you can be known all over the world. But you were writing, Hanumanji tells Valmiki, you were writing because you want to be remembered by the whole world. But I was writing because I wanted to remember Ram. And the conclusion of the story is, in this way, one was writing out of ambition, another was writing out of affection. And the conclusion of the story is, in this way there are so many of us who never want any glory, any fame. We just write, we just do something because we love to do it. We should be like Hanuman. There are so many unsung Hanumans in our society today. We should not be like Valmiki. What is your opinion about this write-up? Anyone? We'll pass the mic. Please raise your hand. Any comment? Yeah? Can you pass the mic?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, is it that because somewhere last year or 2 years back, I was on the internet searching on the life of Goswami Tulsidas. So is this the incident because of which Valmiki Rishi reappeared as Goswami Tulsidas?
I am not asking you to ask me a question. I am asking you to comment on this presentation. What's your comment on this presentation?
Your presentation?
No, the story that I told. My presentation will end little later. The story that I told right now. Once again, you said something. What is your comment? No comment?
Story is very good. There is no doubt.
Isn't it? Brilliant, isn't it?
There is no
what
doubt.
A lesson.
Story is very good.
Thank you.
Story is useless. And it's an SMS business.
Speaking like a businessman, knows exactly what happens. Anyone else? One more before I speak. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. It appears that whoever has written that, he has written with an intention what he wants to present. So it appears that he has used the Valmiki as an instrument to present his message. So, but the authenticity of its statement needs to be supported by the Vedic, Shastric evidence. So though message appears to be very appealing, but if it is not truth, then it's a great offense to Valmiki.
Thank you so much. This is exactly was my immediate thought. Ed, if you go to a movie, if you go to a drama, the drama or the movie has been made by the director to glorify the hero, to understand, to be inspired by the hero, and to feel little bad about the villain. How can he do like this? But if you come out of the movie or the drama glorifying the villain and very apologetic about the hero, that's understandable. But glorifying one at the cost of minimizing the other and actually not even being authentic. Excellent lesson, isn't it? What a lesson. But subtly within this is the poison, minimizing Valmiki. If you read the first four chapters of Ramayana, first four chapters of Balakanda, you will not be able to tolerate the underlying message subtly that goes, we have lost respect for Valmiki. We have totally defeated the purpose of reading Ramayana. The reason why I am exactly quoting it as it is because this is also Ramayana. This interaction that is happening in the world today is also Ramayana, practical Ramayana. I will tell you how. Within Ayodhya lived Manthara. Manthara was very much within the palace of Maharaj Dashrath. She had no loyalty to Dashrath. She had no devotion to Lord Ram. She had nothing to do with Ayodhya. She didn't belong there. She had a clear agenda. She had come along with Kaikeyi because she knew Kaikeyi is getting married to the king. And I being the, and she is going to be the favorite because the other two queens are very old and they haven't got any children. So the children will be born only of Kaikeyi. And she is the queen and therefore I am going to be the servant of the main queen. That was her agenda. And therefore, as soon as Ram's coronation was announced, it was all her plan being foiled. Because if Ram comes, Ram Rajya will prevail. She couldn't tolerate. And therefore, the amazing thing about Manthara, she was super smart, smarter than even Kaikeyi. She went and told Kaikeyi how she approached. She knew two things. She knew how to present something, and she also knew what is the weakness of Kaikeyi, her mistress. Kaikeyi was innocent. Kaikeyi was ignorant. And Manthara, she took advantage. First she quoted facts. The fact is, look Kaikeyi, you don't even know Ram's coronation has been announced. Dasharatha did not inform you. Now when I told you, you are giving me big garland and a golden necklace or diamond necklace. You didn't even know. Look, you say that he is your dearest always. He hangs around your palace. He loves you. Actually, it is not there. He has sent Bharat away while announcing this. Interestingly, Dasharatha Maharaj called everyone, all the kings except two. Janak Maharaj and Kekaya, Yudhajit or Ashwapati, the father of Kaikeyi, for whatever the reason. So she told fact. Just see, he has not sent the invitation to Bharat. He has not even called them. He hasn't informed you, isn't it? But so what? Hota hai kabhi galti ho gaya. Now I will tell you why. And then she put her story, her interpretation of this. So if someone, there is a story like this, this story what you are telling, what I told, there is a story like this in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. Chaitanya Nimai Pandit had written a beautiful book on grammar, fantastic book. And one day he along with his friend were going by boat, and Nimai Pandit offered his book, said, read this. And the friend read it. This is a true story. This is historical. He read and he started crying. Nimai said, hey, why are you crying? He said, I have also written exactly the similar type of book. And your book is so good, nobody will read mine. Instantly, Nimai tore this, threw it in the Ganga. What an amazing lesson, isn't it? What an amazing lesson. Appealing to the heart. So this is a good thing. Why the hell do you want to include Valmiki here? Why do you want to include Hanumanji here and create, minimize someone? Where is the evidence? And most of us are like Kaikeyi. We love Ram, but we have no understanding. We are ignorant and we are innocent. And therefore, when Kaikeyi type of people make a presentation, gradually, slowly, actually Kaikeyi started telling, you are my only well-wisher here. You are telling the truth. Actually, all these people are. She became so alienated. She became hateful. Can you imagine? And initially she says, Ram loves me. In fact, he loves me more than Bharat. In fact, first of all, he comes and worships me before even going to his own mother. She gives Kaikeyi a necklace of jewels. But constantly hearing, repeated hearing, gradually pollutes the heart of Kaikeyi. So most of the population they love Ram. We all come and celebrate Ram, Ram, wonderful, wonderful, Ramayana, wonderful. But who is writing? In Vedic culture, any piece of information connected with scripture, first find out who is the source and what is the reference. Just like in legal circle, you have to find out, is it court? What is the legal court? And number two, other evidences are in different cases. How did this intoxication of Kaikeyi go down? Only when Bharat came. Bharat was fully loyal. He understood the heart of Ram. When he came and heard Kaikeyi, and Kaikeyi was telling, "For you I have done it." Actually Kaikeyi was telling that, "Just for your sake I have done all this." And only when Bharat speaks so harshly did it act like a detox for Kaikeyi. And the same Kaikeyi, when Bharat wanted to go to Chitrakoot to bring back Ram, she was in the forefront of all the mothers. She truly repented, but the damage had already been done. So the reason why I am requesting all of you, please at least buy the original Valmiki Ramayana. If you know Hindi, best. If you know Sanskrit, nothing like it. Read the verse if possible. If not, just read the translation. Sometimes only translation is available. But just read the original as it is. And if there is something confusing, read the purports of Acharya's commentary to it. Rather than this kind of messages where it's actually sugar-coated poison. Because the lesson is so good, it's actually very touching to the heart. We should be like that. We should not be claiming for fame, we should be doing it for satisfaction. But how it can be contaminated. So this is practical Ramayana. We could be in Ramarajya, apparently. But if there are people like mantras, and we keep on regularly hearing, we could become victims. And we could banish Ram from our heart. And it may take a long time. We desperately need Bharats to do some detox. And that is necessary. And Bharat showed his integrity by showing his no interest in other aspect. Anyway, so this is some homework. And now we'll go to Ram Katha. I'll just quickly run through these few of them, so that how it acts as a beautiful meditation, each of these lines, and one can also learn the lessons from it. Every day we remind ourselves. Shuddha Brahma Paratpara Ram. First of all, in this very, very beginning, it is, hey, listen. Do you know of who is this person? Do you know who this Ram is of which we are going to be speaking and talking? Even though Ram apparently came, he had locked up all the sages' mouth. Don't tell anyone. Because I have come to do Naralila. A adarsha, a ideal Purushottama. Maryada Purushottam. But many places within the Ramayana, clearly it is declared that he is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Valmiki tells in many, many places, Lord Ram himself sends Jatayu back home. He said, you will go back to the world today. I will send you. When Mandodari sees Ram, she sees him with four-handed form. She offers such wonderful prayers. Not Mandodari. Tara. When Vali is killed, Tara comes. She is lamenting. Tara is lamenting. Generally, how women lament, if in a village, somebody has passed away, her husband has passed away. Whole village gathers and the wife is beating her chest. Why only me in the whole village should become a widow? What does that mean? Sabko banna hai kya? Misery loves company. This is generally the lamentation. Why God did like this? But you know how Tara laments? She laments for Vali, her husband. I told you. Even Mandodari, she also laments similarly. What kind of Vedic lamentation? Perfect lamentation. He said, I knew the day you brought Sita, a chaste lady, I told you you're wrapping a noose around your neck. Why didn't you listen to me, my Lord? And she's looking at Ram and worshipping him. enemy who has killed her husband. She understood. There is nothing wrong in such stories. I will tell you another story. This story is also told in 1992 when I used to go for money collection to Kalwa Devi, Food for Life. And one cloth merchant told me this story. Kya Maharaj Hare Krishna bolte ho, Ram ka malum hai kya kuch? Hare Ram Hare Krishna bolte ho, Ram ka kuch malum hai? Bola, haan, thoda bahut malum hai. Kya malum hai? And I told him. Bolo, Valmiki Ramayana mein kuch galti hai kya? Hona nahi chahiye. Then he told me a story. Now this is also no scriptural reference, but it is so pleasing and it is so satisfying. It is according to the Siddhanta. It is within Siddhanta. There is nothing wrong in telling a story which is in alignment with Siddhanta. One story runs like this. So he's told me a story. So one day Valmiki was reciting Ramayana and he was telling to Hanuman ji Lanka mein gaye. अब लंका के वर्णन कर रहा हूं. वहां ऐसे थे, वहां पुष्प वाटिका थी और वहां सफेद फूलों की एक बहुत बड़ा एक कुछ ये था, क्या बोलते हैं, वन लाइन ऑफ क्यारी, हां सफेद फूलों की क्यारी थी. तो वन पर्सन स्टूड अप एंड ही सेड, महाराज गलत है, लाल फूल थे. नहीं, मैं कह रहा हूं, सुनो, सफेद फूलों की क्यारी थी. अरे नहीं महाराज, लाल फूल थे. अरे तू गया था क्या? एंड देन एक्चुअली दैट पर्सन रिवील्ड, मैं हनुमान हूं. एंड ही रिवील्ड हिज ओरिजिनल फॉर्म. ही सेड, मैं हनुमान हूं, यत्र यत्र रघुनाथ कीर्तनम, मैंने वर मांगा है, जहां भी रामायण होता मैं रहता हूं, मैं सुन रहा हूं. मैं कह रहा हूं महाराज, लाल फूलों की क्यारी थी. देन वाल्मीकि स्माइल्स एंड सेज, अरे तुम क्रोध में थे, सब तुम्हें लाल दिख रहा था, सफेद फूलों की क्यारी थी. चुप बैठ, आगे बढ़े. द पॉइंट ही वॉज ट्राइंग टू मेक इज इन द बिगिनिंग व्हेन वाल्मीकि रामायण वॉज रिटन आफ्टर सीता केम टू द वाल्मीकि आश्रम, शी वॉज प्रेग्नेंट, लव कुश वर बॉर्न, दे वर अबाउट 8-9 years old. At that time, one day, 4 miracles happened in the same day in Valmiki's life. First miracle, he went to Tamasa Nadi, and before that, even before going to take bath in the Tamasa river, Naradji happens to come. This is a miracle. Generally, a person should go to the guru. The guru himself has come to the disciples. After many years he has come and tells Valmiki, that is the first miracle. And Valmiki, without wasting time, straight away he asked. Now, at this time, as we are discussing, Naradji, who on this planet is the best of human beings? Who has all the wonderful qualities? All the qualities in full, has absolutely no disqualification. Everything is perfect in him. Please tell me. This is the first chapter from text number 8. To text number 100. 98 verses. The whole Ramayana, in essence, is told by Naradji to Valmiki. This is called as Bal Ramayana. And he goes away. Valmiki is extremely, you know, happy, blissful. Early morning to hear Ramayana. Just like Nam Ramayana, Bal Ramayana. Crisp, to the point. Then he goes to take bath. And as he's taking bath, he's seeing these two crouncher birds, a male and a female, moving around and having loving interactions. One is running, the other one is chasing behind. And suddenly the male bird is, you know, shot. And his neck is chopped off and, you know, completely it becomes a bloody mess. Red. From white it becomes red. Now, Valmiki... heart is extremely, because he's appreciating. Lord has never discriminated. He has given this loving sentiments to all the species. So wonderful. And suddenly this bird is dead and the female bird is looking as if, is there no one who can share my sorrow and help me? And that time, Valmiki, himself a hunter many years ago, becomes extremely angry and curses that person. Curses that person. And immediately after cursing, he starts smiling. And Bhardwaj, his disciple, is telling, Guruji, abhi abhi gusse the, abhi hans kyun rahe? He said, Bhardwaj, did you notice? Did you notice this curse? It's not a curse, it's a verse. What an amazing verse. It's so sweet. It is perfectly composed. Four divisions of exactly eight letters each. I can't believe it. It just seems to be roaming, you know, constantly just hovering on my mind. I can't stop this, speaking this curse. And the Bhagavad says, yes, yes, Guru, perfect, perfect composition. You could not have composed a better verse. And he comes back. And he's going about his daily activities. But he's in the mind, it's haunting him. Third miracle. Second miracle is this bird killing. Third miracle is his verse coming out. And as he's sitting there, Brahmaji happens to come. He's shocked. Kya ek ke upar ek? Aaj. Actually, in the life of a devotee, there is no miracle. Miracle is a daily event. In the life of a devotee. Because he says, the supreme miracle man, we have taken shelter. Everything is a miracle. Brahmaji comes and he gets up and offers him a seat, worships him, and Brahmaji says, actually, and even though Brahmaji is sitting, still this verse is haunting. And Brahmaji laughs. He said, it is I who inspired you. The whole family came. First son came, Narada, then came Saraswati, the mother, through his mouth, and now Brahmaji, father himself, has come. The whole family came to give confirmation. He said, please, based on this particular composition, you recite the whole of Ramayana, what you have heard from Naradji. And I am telling you, all that is known, all that is unknown to anyone in this creation, will be known to you as you meditate while writing. Not one thing will be wrong in this, your composition. Valmiki didn't write for ambition. There's absolutely no question of him trying to become famous. In fact, there's only one verse of Mangalacharan before he starts the way straight away. And glorifies Narada. Glorifies Lord Ram. So unless we read the original at least once in our life, we may easily be misled. So, Shuddha Brahma Parat Pararam. Please try to understand. Who is the Abhajananti Ma Mudha Manushim Tarumashvatam? He's not an ordinary person. Sometimes people, why did Ram do this? How could Ram do this? Yes, you should ask, why did Ram do this? Go deeper and find out. Because Dharma Sansthapanarthaya. The Supreme Lord is perfect. Purnamadaha Purnamidam. Yes, you should ask why and learn the lesson, what he is wanting to teach, rather than finding faults in Ram. And developing negativity to minimizing Ram. Apparent faults. And that these people are expert in actually emphasizing and his powerful activities being minimized. So, Shuddha Brahma Parat Pararam. Every aspect of him is pure. Kalatmaka Parameshwara Ram. He is time personified. To Ravana, Ram came as time personified. And to Jatayu, time came as Ram personified. Sending him back home, back to God. First person to go back to home, back to God in Ramayana was Jatayu. Personally, Lord Ram sent him back. Shesha Talpa Sukha Nidrita Ram. Bhujaga Shayanam. He is writing in his Shesha Talpa. He is that same Vishnu who is lying on Shesha Talpa. His sleeping and our sleeping, there is difference. When we sleep, we drool, we are in the mode of ignorance. The Lord is sleeping and maintaining the whole universe. Brahma Dhyamara Prarthitaram. He only comes. He empowers and leaves. He only comes when the devotees call for him. Similarly, even in our own life, the Lord is there in our heart, but he is sleeping. In his yoga nidra, of course, not our like our sleep. Only when we desperately call out, does he actually reciprocate and come. Brahmadyamarap Chanda Kirana Kula Mandana Ram. Chanda Kirana. Sun is called Chanda Kirana. It's piercing rays. Chanda Kirana Kula. He came in the Surya Kula. Mandana Ram. Just to, like a decoration in Raghu Vamsha. In all this Ikshvaku Vamsha, Surya Vamsha. Srimad Dasharatha Nandana Ram. Son of Dasharatha. To reciprocate Vatsalya Ras with his devotees. He doesn't have a father. God is the father of everyone. Kausalya Sukhavardhana Ram. He increased the happiness of Kausalya. Imagine the whole Balakanda, there is hardly any description of Bal Leela. Just 22 verses. From the birth of Ram to Vishwamitra coming and taking away at the age of 12-13 years. 20 verses. Usme bhi, they were very good in archery. They were very close. Only half a verse of Bal Leela. Only half a verse. Nachatena vina nidram labhate purushottama. Finish. Ho gaya Ram Leela. Bal Leela. महाराज बाल्य लीला ज्यादा क्यों नहीं बोले? ओ कृष्ण लीला में सुनो बस, ये टाइम नहीं, इतना बड़ा रामायण लिखना है अभी मेरे को. He didn't write so much of बाल्य लीला. Only one. नचतेन विना निद्राम लभते पुरुषोत्तमा. One day all the four started crying. Ram, Lakshman, Ram. अच्छा, by the way, what is the order of the four brothers? Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatru. Perfect, isn't it? No. Ram, Bharat, Lakshman and Shatrughan. When the yajna was performed, Putra Kameshti Yajna, the Prajapati Purusha came from the fire and he was carrying a beautiful gold pot covered with silver dakkan. Why was the Prajapati... Did he not have paisa after, you know, making gold pot? All his money got exhausted, therefore put silver. Vichare ka paisa nahi tha, tu silver ka hi bana diya dhakkan. He said, no, there is a purpose. He said, he is supremely shuddha sattva, but rajas, he is going to become like a kshatriya. He will come as a king. So this is the supreme lord who will take the role of a kshatriya to establish dharma. And he handed over to Dasharath and he said, give it to your queens. Obviously the senior most was Kausalya. Dasharath Maharaj put half in her hand. Next, he looked at Sumitra. With Sumitra, seniority, na? Nahi to duniya ke samne naak kat jayega. So Sumitra was the next senior most. So one fourth, first half was put in Kausalya's hand. The next one fourth was put in Sumitra's hand. Then half of that was put to Kaikeyi. That is one eighth. And again part of what was remaining from there, thoda bachane ka aadat tha thoda, usko phir se Sumitra ko diya. And therefore Ram, who was born of Kausalya, was always served by Lakshman. And Bharat, who was born of Kaikeyi, was always served by the half of that is Shatrughna. These two were twins, Lakshman and Shatrughna. First it was consumed by, obviously, the senior queen. Before Sumitra could take it, Kaikeyi took it, because seniority chala jayega nahi to. Kam se kam second mein to aa jaye. She took it. So on Chaitra Shukla Navami at 12 o'clock, Ram was born. And the Punarvasu Nakshatra. In the Punarvasu Nakshatra, it is said, those who are born, they get tremendous glory, but very bad family life. Family is so jada nahi hai. Aap poochne mat jao, kaun sa nakshatra mein aaj janma liya hai. Nahi jante to achhi baat hai, khush raho. Next day morning, Dashami morning, Bharat was born, because she consumed it second. And that day afternoon, Bharat was born in the morning, and in that afternoon, Pushya Nakshatra, and in the Ashlesha Nakshatra, at next day 12 o'clock, these two were born, Lakshman and Shatrughna. They were born, and then, so one day all these four, sabko jhula mein lagaye, sab ro rahe, all are crying, neophyte children. And the mothers are trying to feed them, diaper change kiya, sab kiya. Arey, phir bhi ye ro rahe hain. They called Vashishtha. Dekho, kuch bhoot ho chad gaya, kya ho gaya, something has happened. So Vashishtha ji came and looked and smiled. He said, don't worry, I will solve it. He picked up Lakshman and put him next to Ram. And he put Shatrughna and put him next to Bharat. As soon as they were put, both embraced each other and went to sleep. And he told them, aisa hi inko sulane ka har roj. Are Vishnu ke niche gadda wo anant shesh nahi rahega to soenge kaise wo? Tumhara gadda kaam nahi karega. He has to be there. He is the servant. When he is there, he will go to sleep. Tyagaraja, a great poet from Andhra, in his composition, writes two very sweet pastimes of Lord Ram in his Balya Leela. They have meditating great souls. In their meditation, they capture these. So he has written, one day, Lord, little Ram, little Hanuman, little Bhim, little Ram, came running, crying to Mother Kaushalya. And he was crying. And Kaushalya said, kya hua beta? What happened? He said, Mummy, I am very, very disturbed. They are not allowing me to play with them. Nobody is allowing me to play with them. Acha? Kya khel rahe the? Lukka chupi khel rahe the. Aankh band karne ka, aur sab chip jayenge, uske baad, dhoondne ka. Acha? To tumko kyun bhaga dete? Khel mein khel lete kyun nahi? Bole, tumhara aankh band karne se bhi sab dikhta rahata hai tumko. Aankh band hota hi nahi tera. अरे वो अगर आंख बंद कर ले तो हम सबका आंख बंद हो जाएगा. Another time he again comes, Ram comes running and crying. So what happened? Pura, his feet is red in color. Said, why it is red? I don't know what is there in my feet. Everyone keeps on catching my feet and pressing it. And this is why it has happened. So that's such sweet Tyagaraja in his composition has glorified. Little bit of Kausalya Sukhavardhana Ram. How fortunate is Kausalya that she actually raised Ram. So sweet. Vishwamitra Priyadhana Ram. Even Vishwamitra, when he was taking Ram and saw Ram sleeping, and early morning when he came to wake him up, actually Vishwamitra couldn't sleep the whole night. Seeing Ram, Lakshman. What beauty, even when Lord Ram is sleeping. Whether it is sleeping Ram, whether it is sitting Ram, Virasane Samstitam, whether it is Kodanda Ram, standing Ram, whether it is smiling Ram, whether it is just, sitting on his throne, every way you see Ram. Ram means all pleasing. Ramante yogino anante natya satyananda chidatmani iti rama pade nasav parabrahma. So beautiful. That is the time he said, Kausalya supraja rama purva sandhya pravartate. Wow. How fortunate is Kausalya. He's thinking, I wish I had become Kausalya. That's his mood when he is seeing Lord Ram. So how fortunate is Kausalya to take care of you. ghor tataka ghataka ram. Every incarnation, Lord, first person has to kill is a woman. Udhar bhi putana aa gayi brahma muhurt mein, aur idhar bhi tataka. Before that, Vishwamitra gives bala, ati bala, all the, you know, by which he will never get tired, by will get no hunger and thirst will affect him. And then he says, see, they suddenly they come to a forest where it is completely dark, and it is completely thorny, dry, desolate land, haunted place, almost. Then Ram asked, how is it placed like this? Oh, no, 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 once it was a flourishing place. Indra, after killing Vritrasur, because Vritrasur was born of a Brahmana, he had the Brahma sinful reactions. Therefore, he actually took bath here and washed away all his sinful reaction in this particular, two forests were there. In one forest, he washed his sinful reactions away. That's why it is called Malada. And another place he was hungry and he satisfied his hunger by eating fruits. That is called Karusha. So these two jungles were, and Indra blessed this place to be flourishing always, evergreen. So Ram says, why they are so bad like this? But then he says, in this same forest, there was a demon, Suketu. He came and performed tapasya and asked Brahma for a child. And Brahmaji gave him a blessing that you will get a child who will be a very... She will have 1,000 elephants power. Her name was kept as Tataka. Suketu named her Tataka. And Tataka was married to Sunda, another Rakshasa. He troubled Agastya, who cursed him and killed him. By that time, Tataka had two sons, Maricha and Subahu. So two sons and Tataka attacked Agastya Rishi, who cursed them to become man-eating demons. That's how they had become like this, and they were cursed, and this place had become a haunted place. And Subahu and Maricha befriended Sumali, the grandfather of Ravan. They were like age, little, but they were younger. They are always like the son. And therefore Ravana called them Mama. Mama Shri. Maricha and Subahu. In this way he tells, and Tataka is killed, and then he goes to Vishwamitra, performs austerity. Like that, so many wonderful pastimes. So each of these lines, Chanda Kiranakula, Srimad Dasharatha Nandana Ram, Ghorataataka Marichadini Patakaram, Kaushika Makha Samrakshakaram. Kaushika Makha. Then Kaushika. Kaushika is another name of Vishwamitra. He takes and he tells, now I am going to perform a yajna. During this yajna, I am take Maunavrat. You have to protect this yajna. And there are these two demons, Maricha and Subahu, who keep troubling by pouring all kinds of obnoxious substance only when the yajna is coming to an end. And Ram and Lakshman are given this bow and arrow, and they said, go ahead, you perform. And Vishwamitra starts the yajna. And Lakshman is standing at the doorway of the ashram, and Ram is going round and round. The example is given like the eyeball is covered by the eyelid. The eyelid, lower eyelid stays at one place, but the upper eyelid goes up and down. Similarly, Lakshman was standing at one place, Ram is going up and down, trying to protect this yajna. And at that time, Marich, you know, everything is going on. 6 days, nothing happens. So sages feel, arey, ho gaya lagta hai. Almost ho jayega. Nahi, kabhi bhi kuch bhi ho sakta hai. And then exactly when the Purna Ahuti is to be offered and the fire is blazing to the utmost, suddenly there is a darkness in the sky on the horizon, and these huge demons along with their associates, flying up with so many obnoxious substances, stool and urine and flesh and blood, and trying to attack and pour everything on this. And Ram and Lakshman stand two facing two sides. He says, brother, time has come now, get ready. And the amazing thing is they are not able to pour because the vibration is so powerful here. And as soon as they come closer, they kill them. Maricha is thrown away 800 miles and Subahu is immediately destroyed and all his cohorts are again finished. So what is the lesson to be learned? Our Subhavilas Prabhu in his footnote very beautifully gives a very wonderful thing I could connect and relate. He said, the yajna can be compared to our mind. And the ahuti being poured by the, it's like Vishwamitra pouring it, is like a sages or our well-wishers, the sadhus. And the ahuti is compared to their good advice. So they are trying to give us good, pouring good advice through our ears into our heart. But then, there are two demons, Maricha and Subahu. From within and without, there are fault finders who create doubt. Kuch nahi hone wala hai, kya ye sab, kya zarurat hai? Arey aisa bolne se todi hota. And there, all the obnoxious substance they pour is all kinds of negative things that they speak. To trying to see that this good advice never is successful in application. Ram and Lakshman are like alert intelligence. Always alert, wanting to protect and see that this kind of negativity doesn't come and this yajna is always successful. So in this way, while reciting, if we can only, you know, remember each of the wonderful lessons that we can. So we are already remembering the beautiful pastimes and simultaneously learn these lessons too. I would like to just conclude with one incident that happened recently and by which I came to some kind of a conclusion that for this Ram Navami I should do, you know, some every time you take a vow, right? I want to do like this. I was talking to two boys and we were discussing. And so one boy said, Prabhuji, for this Ram Navami, I have decided to do something. Achha, kya karne wala? So he said, I am going to completely stop using plastic. So the other boy started laughing. Dusre Ramayan se kya jam? कहा रामनवमी कहा ब्लास्ट कोई अच्छी बात करना जपा उपा कर रहा है क्या न धनम न जनम ऐसा कुछ प्रार्थना करना असली सेवा कुछ तो कर प्लास्टिक छोड़े हरे कृष्ण ये भी कुछ वाव है क्या ऐसे वेट 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 व्हाई डू यू से दैट्स नॉट गुड हाउ कैन यू से दैट इज नॉट कनेक्टेड. And we were discussing, suddenly wonderful thought came. I was just telling, when you take this, all these items, and throw it, you're actually polluting and contaminating Bhudevi, who's an energy of the Lord. Isn't this Ravana mentality, who wanted to pollute and contaminate Mother Sita, which is actually Ram's property, meant to be used for a specific purpose? Why did you see it like that? We are all become actually representatives of Ravan in wanting to, you know, pollute, contaminate, exploit just for our own interest. And therefore simply taking Ram away from the picture. I remember right at that spot, just next to Garudji, one time a BBC, he was a representative of the BBC. He had come And he was talking to me, and I was kind of, an interview was going on, and he asked me, I was explaining everything, and he said, "Oh, you have two beautiful cows here." I said, "Yeah." I told, "Yeah, Krishna likes the cows." Till then, and suddenly he turned the table. Well, this is what, you know, you people worship cows on the altar. Very strong statement, he said. You people worship, but the way you treat cows, I feel this is hypocrisy. That was very strong. I never thought about it like that. One day in a year on Govardhan Puja, we may bring some cow and 1,000 people trying to feed the same thing to the cow, and that cow is, you know, rest of the time, what are we doing? So sometimes, when in our devotional life, we may be extremely devoted, but in our general overall lifestyle, if we are totally disconnected from the realities of this world, thoughtful, rational, intelligent people are put off. He said, "You people are doing all this, you speak big philosophy, but we don't see that kind of a broader understanding. Is spirituality totally separate from our day-to-day life? Is spirituality totally, subah ka ho gaya, 5 minute ho gaya, abhi din bhar jo kuch chahe karenge." That's very, very narrow, restricted understanding. That is a Kanishtha Adhikari. Kanishtha sees Lord only in the temple, only in the deity. But a Madhyam Adhikari at least sees in the devotees, tries to share this with others, and carefully avoids the blasphemers. But an Uttam Adhikari may be very high, but at least a person should be seeing, Yo Mam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvam Chamai Pashyati. It's not that this is just an incident that happened only in our own life. This Daivasura Sangram at all levels, individual level, at family level, at our psychological level, at a political level, at a social level, at a cultural level, and obviously at the spiritual level. It is deep significance. Hanumanji shows such spiritual and political acumen when Sharanagati of Vibhishan. When Vibhishan comes and stands there, Ram does a meeting, urgent meeting. He has come for shelter. What do you think we should do? The amazing intelligence, political intelligence, of how to deal with people that Hanumanji speaks. The way he talks to Ravan in Lanka, he understands what a dut should do, what he should not do. Deep political understanding of dealing with realities of this world at all levels. Ramayana is not simply a spiritual book. Actually, universities can be set up to all over the world, people are studying this so deeply in all aspects. We should be like Hanuman, trying to retrieve Sita and use it back to Ram. Hand it back to Ram. Bhudevi, Sri Devi, her expansions. So it's a very, very narrow level if we think that this is spiritual. All that, this is mundane. It doesn't mean that we stop this and do only that. There are people who can only connect at that level. But we should try to... Prabhupada, we all tell the story. Prabhupada was walking in New York or somewhere. He was going for a morning walk. And there was a huge mansion. And inside the garden, there was a tap running. And Prabhupada opened the gate, went into some other person's house, estate, and closed the tap. And we say, wow, Prabhupada was conscious of the energy being lost. So that is just it to be a story to be told. And not being able to see the connectivity. So, the conclusion that we came, a discussion, was, I think for this Ram Navami, we should try to go deeper, try to see broader, and try to come closer to Lord. Go deeper into understanding what is this philosophy. It is the absolute truth. It is true at all levels. And the farther we go away, the harsher will be the reaction for this that we are facing right now. Ramrajya doesn't... Dashratha's kingdom is mentioned in two chapters. Why would Valmiki waste time in describing Dashrath's palace and kingdom and the people, how they were engaged according to their propensity? They were all happy. There is a difference between Ravana's prosperity. Everything was, including toilet, was made of sona. Gold. Why? Ghar ka thodi hai, sab chori karke laya hua maal. To toilet mein bhi dalo, kahin bhi dalo, kya fark padta hai? Chori ka maal hai. Luta hua maal hai. That's not the prosperity of Ayodhya. Ayodhya, everyone valued and they used for what it is meant for. Tena tyaktena bhunjita. So, unless we go deeper understanding these realities and try to see broader in terms of its application, then we can experiencing Ramarajya within and without. Otherwise, it will just remain a very, very superficial, theoretical. We will still remain like Kaikeyi, easily susceptible to the mantras of this world, who have no connection with Ayodhya, no connection with Ram, no connection with that staying. They are like lotus leaf, a drop of water, inside but totally untouched. Ayodhya mein hai, par Ayodhya ke nahi. And so therefore, I think on this auspicious day, if we can at least remember this beautiful pastimes every day, reciting it, try to read the original at least once in my lifetime, zindagi mein ek baar kam se kam, you will at least, you will improve your Hindi and Sanskrit, if nothing else. And simultaneously reading the purports of in parampara of our acharyas, what they have presented. Then I think we can take back something from today's Ram Navami festival. Jai Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita